Peace and blessings of God be with you, listeners, and welcome to today's edition of Muslim Perspectives, sponsored by Al-Ghazali Institute, the Fountain of Knowledge, at www.ilmfountain.com, that is ilmfountain.com, and of course, caribbeanmuslims.com. This is your host, Alim. On today's show, it's a bit of a difference. You know, usually we speak about what... We give you a lot of knowledge, but today we are setting aside some of our format to pay special tribute to a community elder, Brother Ali Baksh, and we'll be hearing more about him as we go along through this program. As usual, our first item up is a recitation from the Quran, and this selection is from chapter 61, Surah As-Saff, from the Quran. Let's listen to the words as revealed by God Almighty to the angel Jibreel, true to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be with him.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin.
O ye who believe, shall I show you a commerce that will save you from a painful doom?
Tu'minuna billahi wa rasulihi wa tujahiduna fi sabilillahi bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Dhalikum khayrun.
Ye should believe in Allah and His Messenger, and should strive for the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives. That is better for you, if ye did but know.
Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa yudkhilkum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar wa masakin tayyibatin.
He will forgive you your sins and bring you into gardens underneath which rivers flow, and pleasant dwellings in gardens of Eden. That is the supreme triumph. And He will give you another blessing which ye love, help from Allah and present victory. Give good tidings, O Muhammad, to believers.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu ansarallahi kama qala Isa ibn Maryam. فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ.
who believe, be Allah's helpers, even as Jesus, son of Mary, said unto the disciples, Who are my helpers for Allah? They said, We are Allah's helpers. And a party of the children of Israel believed, while a party disbelieved. Then we strengthened those who believed against their foe, and they became the uppermost.
Yes, listeners, those are the words of God Almighty as recorded in Surah As-Saff. And who shall be the helpers of God? On the line we have Ustad Faisal, the principal of Al-Ghazali Institute. Assalamu alaikum, Ustad.
Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Very good, thank you, alhamdulillah.
This election this week, we spoke about in it, it's mentioned being the helpers of God. You care to elaborate how we can be helpers of God?
Yes. I begin in the name of God, the most gracious, most merciful. This is a very relevant topic of discourse, Brother Aleem, in regards to, you know, we live in this world as human beings, and we have so much that we can offer to each other, so much that we can help in assisting and making each other better. So these sort of verses is a reminder that it's almost like a contract, as one of the other verses indicated. We have a contract, a bond with God Almighty, to, as we live in this world, as we live on this planet Earth, to support each other, to help each other, in endeavoring to make this a better place for everyone and everything that exists. So the opportunities are tremendous, and God has given each one of us gifts and bounties and made them at our disposal, and we need to examine those opportunities and use them to facilitate betterment for everybody. And it's wonderful to reflect on a statement made by the Prophet, peace be upon him, when he left the difficult surroundings of Mecca and he went to a more peaceful environment in Medina. He said, O people, spread peace, feed the poor and the needy, maintain family ties, and pray the night vigil prayer when others are asleep, and you will enter paradise in peace. So here, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is speaking to not only the inhabitants of Medina, but rather all of us. And he is indicating that part of our worldly responsibility and part of facilitating being people of God, people who are helping the cause of God, is indicative of the reminder that he is sharing with us by saying, spread peace, meaning peace amongst ourselves.
How do you spread peace?
P-E-A-C-E.
No, how do you spread it?
I'm sorry?
How do you spread it?
Oh, how to spread peace. It's a matter of being able to respect each other, to honor each other, to elevate the states of each other, to overlook the mistakes and flaws and errors of each other. Like, be more tolerant, so to speak. Be more facilitating. And taking care of, which is the other piece of advice, taking care of the elements or the people in society that are weaker, the people who might not have had the opportunities of tangible things. And so it is this notion, you know, that God Almighty made us and created us in states of weakness, and we all make mistakes, we all commit grievous acts. But the ability to help each other in being better is what is mentioned here. And so that's a peaceful coexistence, peaceful environment, where this, of course, is done. And it has to be done, of course, with full acknowledgement of justice. For there is no justice, there's no peace without justice. One of the things that the Prophet shared with us as well is to have family ties that are strongly bonded, to maintain respect and honor in the family as well. And then to not forget that the ability to do this would be sort of founded in our relationship with God. So he reminded us to take the necessary steps and use occasions to strengthen this bond with God Almighty, For without that support and without that help from him, we would be unable to sustain an environment that fosters understanding, coexistence, and peaceful enterprise.
Ustad, this question of feeding the poor, it seems that the Quranic message is one of is one of taking care of the vulnerable in society, because it speaks to us about taking care of the orphans, taking care of the poor, taking care of those who are traveling, taking care of the women folk. The message central to it seems to be one of taking care of the vulnerable.
Yes. And that is, you know, there's another verse which you've played before from the Quran. It's called the verse of righteousness. And it speaks to those same points, that part of our responsibility and part of what we share in the human project is to be able to, you know, to have a notion of sharing, a notion of complementing each other in terms of facilitating the weaknesses and the different vulnerable people in society. And it goes beyond that. So it's orphans, widows, you know, the weak, the ones who are humiliated, the ones who are
oppressed,
suffering, and things like that. Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you very much, Ustad, but it would be remiss of me if I don't give you the opportunity to share some greetings today. I understand you have one generation above you and one below you that have a special day today.
Yes, Brother Aleem, my dad today is turning 75 years. All praises are for God. And my son also has shared this birth date with my father. And he is also turning 27, I think.
Losing count.
Yes, sometimes 27 or 28 probably.
Yes, alhamdulillah. On behalf of ourselves here at Muslim Perspectives, we would like to extend our greetings to your dad and your son on this special day, and may Allah continue to bless them with good health and good iman, and you make us safe and protected in his fold.
I mean, to your supplication and your prayer, and thank you very much, Brother Ali.
Thank you very much, Ustad, and we look forward to hearing from you next week again.
Absolutely, it would be my pleasure.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, listeners, that was Ustad Faisal Baksh, the principal of Al Ghazali Institute. And our next segment, as usual, is that of getting to know our Prophet. What we are presenting today is a short clip from a movie, a cartoon movie on Muhammad, the Messenger of God. And in this clip, it dramatizes the conversion of Bilal, one of the slaves at the time of the Prophet. Let's listen to this short clip from Muhammad, as depicted in the cartoon of the same title.
And if there is insults that have been poured upon the Prophet in his lifetime, those insults were greater. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, خذ العفو, take the side of forgiveness.
واصبر على ما يقولون وهجرهم هجرا جميلا. Be patient in the face of what they say and turn aside from them in a beautiful way.
I don't think in this world there is more important topic to speak about than love. In Allah's sight, it's the greatest thing that you can have.
Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not guide you to something that if you do it, you will have love between you?
Afshu salama baynakum. Afshu salama baynakum. Afshu salam bi ilqa'i salam. Wa afshu salam bi ma'na salam baynakum.
Announce salam to each other, meaning articulate it and bring peace to the lives of one another.
Oh,
that clip from the movie Muhammad the Cartoon.
You won't believe it, Amal. He says all men are created equal in the sight of God.
You have to take me to him.
I knew you would see the danger of Muhammad's preaching.
Of course I see it. He must be stopped.
You cannot stop Muhammad.
What?
Bilal, come back. You'll be whipped.
They can whip my body, but not my soul.
Fine, then leave your soul there, but get your body back here.
Where do you go every night?
To hear a prophet of God.
What a feeling to learn the way of Islam from God's messenger. Peace and blessing be upon him. His revelations, the Quran, offered the most beautiful words we had ever heard. He taught us, all the gods of Mecca are powerless. There's only one God, the God of Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. And you have to surrender everything to him. There's no such thing as rich or slave in the eyes of God. All are equal. And the poor aren't to be put down and despised. They're to be cared for. The Quran says, in the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Women aren't possessions. They're God's creations and just as important as any man. Respect them. The earth is a gift from God. Treat it gently. You are its caretaker. And remember, you will all be judged according to your deeds. Many became Muslims that night. We showed our faith with a simple pledge.
There is no God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet.
There is no God but God,
and Muhammad is his prophet.
No God but Allah,
and Muhammad is his prophet.
Yes, indeed, getting to know our prophet, the prophet of love, the prophet of mercy, mercy to all mankind. As we said, today's program, we are dedicating it to our brother Ali Baksh, who turns 75 today, and he's traveling, I believe, with his grandson, Asim. Two birthday guys seem to be hanging out, I am told. And we hope they are listening on this, because this next number from Grandpa Baksh is one of his favorite Nasheed groups, Ashika Rasool, and it's a number which he should be familiar with. It's Parho Kalma from the album Essence of Mustafa, and all you Trinis out there know this is very popular in Trinidad and Tobago, the Qasida that is. Let's listen in.
اللهم صل على محمد 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 السلام کو قائم محمد نام لے لے کر محمد نام لے لے کر محمد نام لے لے کر پڑھو کلمہ محمد کا محمد نام لے لے کر کرو اسلام کو قائم محمد نام لے لے کر محمد نام لے لے کر محمد نام لے لے کر تمہیں لازم ہے مومنوں حضرت کی اطاعت میں تمہیں لازم ہے مومنوں حضرت کی
listeners, this is Muslim Perspectives on WTOR 770 AM, brought to you by Al Ghazali Institute and CaribbeanMuslims.com. Today's program, we have a little bit of a twist to it. We are dedicating and paying tribute to our brother Ali Baksh. He was born in Georgetown, Guyana, November 20th, 1935. He got married to Jamila Khan of Clonbrook, and they raised four children in All Boys Town, Georgetown. For years, he worked primarily as a businessman in the clothing industry, and before his immigration to Canada in 1980, he had spearheaded the reconstruction of the Rheinfeld Masjid in Alexander Village. I hope I got that pronunciation right. Ali Baksh was employed as the manager of the first full-time Islamic institute serving the Muslim communities in the Caribbean. That is in Guyana. And in Canada, Ali Baksh's Islamic work didn't end. He established the first and largest Islamic book service in Canada, and in the process, raising the level of awareness of Muslims from all over the country to the world of Islamic books. Even after his retirement, he continues to supply classical Islamic books to many of his loyal customers. He is now actively involved with the Islamic Forum in Brampton, running a small bookshop. He currently lives with his wife in Brampton and has 15 grandchildren, including Amila, who is on the line. Assalamu alaikum, and five great grandchildren. Amila?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Yes, I am one of the many grandchildren. And also, he has four great-grandchildren.
Oh, is it five?
Actually, five. Five.
Yes.
My bad. Yeah, so very big family. and a very, very important milestone. 75 years, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, I couldn't come into the show today, so I just wanted to say, Grandpa, happy 75th birthday. We're all thinking of you today, and we hope that you have a wonderful day. Sorry. A wonderful day and a wonderful 75th year. Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
All right. Things are going a little crazy on my end.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to play a next number, which I'm going to say is coming from all his two daughters and all his granddaughters. I hope you're listening. It's an unusual song for this program. Okay, and it's Oh My Papa by Eddie Fisher. All right, so here goes Amila, and we join with you and all your aunts and the granddaughters and great-granddaughters of the household in belting out this number for your grandfather.
Okay. Terrible uncle.
Papa to me was so wonderful. Oh, my papa to me was so good. No one could be so gentle and so lovable. Oh, my papa, he always understood. Gone are the days when he would take me on his knee, and with a smile he'd change my tears to laughter.
Yes, that is a number from Brother Ali Bakshi's daughters, Naza and Leem, and all the granddaughters. And we're going to listen to another song now, and it's, I believe, one of his favorites. It's by Muhammad Rafi, Agar Kamli Wali.
Agar kamli wale ki rehmat na hoti to qismat ke maaron ka kya haal hota. Agar kamli wale ki rehmat na hoti to qismat ke maaron ka kya haal hota. Rasool e khuda ka sahara na milta to hum be saharon ka kya haal hota. Wo aqa wo maula wo data hamare khudai ke pyare khuda ke dulare Muhammad jo dukhiyon ke hami na hote to in beqararon ka kya haal hota. Muhammad jo dukhiyon ke hami na hote to in beqararon ka kya haal hota. खिलते न गलियां महकती न गुलजार हंसते न गलियां महकती नबी के पसीने की खुशबू न मिलती तो दिलकश बहारों का क्या हाल होता। मोहम्मद का जलवा है जलवा खुदा का, मोहम्मद का पर्दा है पर्दा खुदा का। अगर आप आ जाते पर्दे से बाहर तो फिर चांद तारों का क्या हाल होता। अगर आप आ जाते पर्दे से बाहर तो फिर चांद तारों का क्या हाल होता।
Agar Kamli Wali by Muhammad Rafi for our brother Ali Baksh, who is celebrating today his 75th birthday. And, you know, we have to step out of our mold sometimes of only preaching and also teach by showing examples. And brother Ali Baksh, we know, have sacrificed a lot of his spare time in his lifetime serving the community. And this program is about service to humanity, serving your community, and he exemplifies it. He shows, even at his age of 75, how to do it. And as we said, he's still active. He's a member. He's involved with the Islamic Forum with a small bookshop, and still surrounding himself with books and with knowledge. This next number is from Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and it's Jule Lal. Let's listen to Nusrat, and this is dedicated to our brother Ali Baksh. as I say, wow, wow. The great Dildar on that tabla. And this is for our brother Ali Baksh. As we said, today's program is a special edition. Brother Ali Baksh, who served our community both in Guyana and in Canada for so many years, is alhamdulillah having a 75th birthday. And we just join with him and his family, giving gratitude to God Almighty that he has lived this long, served his community, worshiped his God. And we pray that God Almighty accepts every sacrifice he has made as a ibadat, as worship for him. This next number is from his sons, his grandsons, and not forgetting his son-in-laws, from Nazim and Faisal and the rest.
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa, and it's plain to see they're truly part of him. While we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs, and he sure looked a lot like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me, I guess that's how it's meant to be, and I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks, I notice I talk the way he talks, I'm starting to see my father in me. And today I took my wife for a walk down that old dirt road where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things I never had before, and we shared some thoughts about family life. Yeah, I'm seeing my father in me, I guess that's how it's meant to be, and I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks, I notice I talk the way he talks, I'm starting to see my father in me. And now looking back, I can recall the times we disagreed, could not take hold of his old-fashioned ways, and the more I tried to prove him wrong, the more I proved him right. Now I know why he still stood by me, and I went through that stage. I'm seeing my father in me, yes, that's how it's meant to be.
Yes, indeed. Seeing My Father in Me by Paul Overstreet from Nazim and Faisal and all his grandsons and son-in-laws to our dear brother Ali Baksh, who is celebrating his 75th birthday today, and he is listening. And Brother Ali Baksh, again, we wish you a very, very happy birthday, and may Allah accept everything. You wouldn't believe how many calls and texts we are getting in the station. You're so well known. I just mentioned one, our brother Zahir Bakas, Sheikh Zahir Bakas, from his family, and his father and mother also extends their greetings to you, and pray that Allah Almighty accept all your works and as ibadat, and you know, hope you have a life filled within the fold of Islam, and that Allah, you know, takes you at the moment of iman, inshallah. Our next number is a small sample from our brother Waleed here in Brampton, Mawla Ya Salli.
Mawla Ya Salli wa Sallim Daiman Abadan Ala Habibika Khayri Al Khalqi Kulli.
Yes, Mawla Yasalli from our brother Waleed Hilal. And, you know, this next number I'd have to dedicate to my good buddy Asim. He's also celebrating his birthday today, the grandson of our dear brother Ali Baksh. Both of them, alhamdulillah, Allah brought them to the world on the same Georgian Gregorian calendar date. So this one is for you, Asim. I hope you are listening. As he sings Allahi Allah Kia Karo, wonderful number, and it's Asim's favorite, he tells me. Happy birthday again, Asim. Again, we have a special edition of Muslim Perspectives, WTOR, 7:70 a.m. Today we are paying tribute to a man who gave lots of service to our community, and we are saying thank you very much, Brother Ali Baksh, for a life long lived, well lived. May Allah take care of you here and in the hereafter in all the best ways. This next bit is an extract from Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan as he sings Allahu.
Allahu. Allahu.
Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, as we pay a tribute to our brother Ali Bakhsh, 75 years, quality life, good health. May Allah, you know, one of the first things we have to be as human beings is be grateful to other human beings. And we say thank you again, brother Ali Bakhsh, for a life well lived. Our next item is Ya Ilahi by our brother Muhammad Al-Husayn, and let's listen to him. As we dedicate this song again to Brother Ali Bakhsh.
وسرت في طريق يا إلهي
Yes, listeners, that track in the background is our second or last one. We're going to play a bit of another one, but, you know, let's say once more again, happy birthday, Brother Ali Bakhsh, and your grandson, Asim. May Allah accept everything that you've done, fi sabilillah, in His way, in this life, and we pray that God Almighty will accept every single deed that you did. And today's program, we end again by saying thank you very much for all the service that you have rendered to our community in Guyana and in Canada. May God Almighty bless you, keep you and your family within His protection, and wrap you in His cloak of mercy henceforth from now till Yawm al-Qiyamah. Our last nasheed is by Masood Curtis, and it's Never Forget. Listeners, thank you very much for tuning in. Until next week, peace and love be with you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
When you're walking down the street, use your time and repeat, and say with every heartbeat, La ilaha illallah. And say with every heartbeat, La ilaha illallah.